All right, and heading into, well, okay, let's transition a little bit to the women's side, if that works. Yeah, no real, obviously, like a major gap for Johaug, 45 seconds. She's going to be off the front. But very exciting race, you know, a very exciting sort of evolution of the race, what I'm calling kind of that third chase group that included Diggins and Rosie, and both of whom at certain portions of the race were leading that huge line of skiers. Yeah, just kind of thoughts on their day and how that transpired.
We're leaving today really happy, very encouraged. The Wax Techs made some amazing skis. And what was particular about today's race is that 15 minutes before the start, it started snowing quite hard. And the tracks were saturated, so you knew that it was going to take a lot of snow to accumulate. And it took a little bit of I guess just confidence from our techs to stick with the Clister that we had picked. It was definitely a Clister that was probably not going to fare well if it snowed too much, because that one had tested a little bit better than the one that would be good in the snow. And I think we were rewarded with some really good results today because they had the confidence, but also just sort of the knowledge of assessing the temperature, how quickly it's dropping. And the fact that we were skiing from behind today in skied-in tracks, that played a big role. So for Jesse and Rosie, the puzzle is you can lead, but you can't get away. And just the same at the finish, if you have been following, you can't get by, because there might be a track available for you, but it's not going to have been skied in. And so choosing when to lead, when not to lead is the key on a day like today. It's fairly strategic, and you never know exactly how your skis are going to be running until or versus everyone else's until the final lap. But we're pleased with today. 10 and 11, I think, is how it turned out.
I mean, was that sort of is that something you have to talk to an athlete about? Like, look, you know, I mean, they obviously know. They are pros about conditions and what those variables, how they might manifest in terms of skied-in tracks or not skied-in. Because it looked to me there was one portion in the race, and I've got it in my notes, but when it almost looked like Rosie and another skier were going to break away. And, you know, I kind of wrote in my notes like, okay, here's going to be a breakaway, and it just never manifested. Would that be one example of like where, you know, it's simply you just can't stretch out?
I think so. Yeah, and it's pretty rare where you see a pack in the women's race come together like that to consist of about 11 or 13 women altogether. And so that's exactly a great example of it.
Let's just kind of go down the list, because, again, you guys have a loaded group of skiers. Sadie bumped up to 19th today. She started in bib 22. She obviously is coming off a major season, you know. I mean, full Tour de Ski, lots of racing. I'm dancing around my words, and I don't want to, but essentially there's been a little bit of a results drop off from period one for her, where she was just steadily right up there in the sharp end of the race.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's, she'd be fine with me saying that there's been a little bit of fatigue, associated with this time of the season. And it has happened in the past to her and to a lot of people on our team. It's really tough coming out of the Tour de Ski and trying to get things sharp as quickly as possible before you enter a championships or an event like this. And with Sadie, I think she has actually done a great job of mitigating the fatigue. I think that's solved, but a bunch of us have been struggling a little bit with some of the food and some associated stomach issues. And I know Sadie was feeling a lot better today, but it's not only our team, apparently, but I don't know if it's a small bug or just peculiar food, but that has not helped Sadie the last couple of days. I know she was feeling better today, and she came back after the race saying that was more fun.
Okay, Haley Swerbel, killing it, 24th, moving up from 36th today. And another skier of note who moved up, Julia Kern, skied from 50th to 36th.
Yeah, those two probably had the races of the day. It was really fun to watch them, just so engaged. Haley was close yesterday in the mid-30s, and pretty impressive for just coming back for her European tour. But Julia has been injured for a bit, and there's been about 5 weeks where she felt like she wasn't able to train at full capacity, and so she felt like she had gotten a little bit flat, much different than being fatigued. And with Julia, it's all about racing. First getting healthy, which she is now. Injuries seem to be under control, and then getting some good races under the belt. And, you know, today is now just another race, and she's gotten progressively better, each of them today with their biggest jump yet. Really cool.